You're tuned in to the Tin Roof Farm Radio Show, a podcast from Greenville, South Carolina, on all things food, beverage, locally roasted coffee, and craft beer. I'm John Malik, the lesser half of Greenville's best-loved chef couple, John and Amy Malik, and we're broadcasting from our Tin Roof Farm in Piedmont, South Carolina. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the show. America is not what you see on the media. America is people helping one another. The smiling faces you see working here and people lending a hand to people in need. Those are the words of Jeremy Locke. Jeremy's a photographer I met this past week while in Lake Charles, Louisiana. On August 26th, Hurricane Laura roared ashore near Calcasieu Parish near Lake Charles, Louisiana. The next day, I received a notice that Operation Barbecue Relief was deploying to Lake Charles and volunteers would be needed. And me, being a native of South Louisiana, well, I wasn't going to let this one get away from me. Perhaps 10 years ago at the North Carolina Barbecue Championships in Tryon, back when I was a HuffPost food and travel writer, I met some guys from Operation Barbecue Relief. And when I quizzed them on the relief part of their name, they filled me in. They were a small charity at the time, and they went into disaster areas and fed people barbecue. They had a couple of sponsors and relied on volunteers, mostly guys in the competition barbecue circuit. And Operation Barbecue Relief, or OBR, would just show up and feed people. No cost, no pretense, no questions. Just a few guys feeding people in need and feeding them good barbecue. Over the years, they've grown exponentially, and now they have a dozen corporate sponsors and the ability to feed 25,000 people a day in a disaster area. On a given day in Lake Charles, we would have two tractor trailers show up and unload supplies and food. Some of the OBR volunteers were taking vacation time to be in Lake Charles. Some were retired. Some were between jobs, like me. The heat in Lake Charles was brutal. OBR had set up in the parking lot of a Walmart, and the highs were in the low 90s, and all that concrete never cooled down. Even at 2 a.m., it was still 89 or 90 degrees. I know, because I was trying to sleep on that concrete. So why go? Why would anyone take vacation time to suffer in the heat of Lake Charles in early September? Well, as my dad told me on several occasions, that only James Bond gets to save the world. You can save a small piece of it. And that's why we were there, trying to save a small piece of the world and brighten somebody's day with a plate of barbecue. And on my last day with Operation Barbecue Relief, I pulled out my phone, recorded some interviews with some, not all of the folks I was working with, and that's what you're going to hear today. They were young and old, men and women, some black, some white, and they were all there for one reason. We all felt that if we were the ones whose homes, whose town, had just been devastated by Mother Nature, we'd want to know there were people who cared, and they were coming to help. Hey, so tell me your name.
Bob Capps.
And Bob, where are you from? Where's home?
Cahokia, Illinois, which is about 3 miles from St. Louis, Missouri.
Because you knew I was about to say, where the hell is Cahokia,
yeah,
Illinois?
About 3 miles from St. Louis, Missouri. Just across the creek there in Illinois.
The creek, huh?
The creek. Yeah, okay. We call it a creek.
All right. And so how long have you been working with OBR?
This is my second deployment this year with OBR.
This year, yes.
I did the Nashville in February, and then now I'm down here.
Okay. And so why do you do this?
Just because people need help. These people, they just need help. I'm a competition barbecuer, and some buddies of mine got involved in this, and I got involved in it, cooking with them. And then I have a knack for feeding a lot of people and doing it. So I'm excited to do it. I enjoy doing it. It's a little bit of giving back because sometimes everybody needs help every once in a while getting up, and these people need help.
Right, exactly. You know, and my mom always said, when you can help, help, because you never know when you'll be on the other end.
One day somebody here could be feeding me a meal up there by St. Louis. You never know. It could really happen. If one person here pays it forward, my job's done. One person from this community pays it forward, I've reached somebody this trip, and that's good enough for me.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right, Chef, tell me your name.
My name is Brian Marasca.
Okay, and so where's home, Brian?
My home is Orlando, Florida.
So, was you born and raised in Orlando?
Born and raised. One of the few.
Dude, I love Winter Garden, the town of Winter Garden.
Yeah, that's the other side from where I live, but it's a beautiful little town, isn't it? A lot of little mom-and-pop restaurants over there.
Yeah.
Really awesome.
A friend of mine is a pastry chef at Disney World.
Okay.
And he used to have a bakery down there called, now I'm going to forget. La Pandora.
Okay.
You know? All right. So I don't know if you ever got to go in there. He sold it.
I have not. I have not.
So what do you do for OBR?
So I am the head of culinary. Okay. So with that, we do everything on the food side, training side, I'm in charge of. So, you know, working with recipes, training, documents, SOPs, any of that type of stuff.
Right. Gotcha. And how long have you been doing this?
So this is about my second or third month doing that. So I came from Sonny's Barbecue, in charge of the culinary and the purchasing side. So a little bit of a change, but it's awesome helping people. It feels so good just seeing that person smile.
Yeah. So you're on staff with OBR.
I am. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. So there's a big change from brick and mortar location, right?
Yep. So we had 100 locations before
Sonny's
when I worked for Sonny's. Yep. So totally different. You know, now we're working in a mobile kitchen.
It's total combat kitchen.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's hot. It's windy. It's, you know, but it's worth it at the end of the day.
Yeah. Do you get to go out sometimes, go out into the community? And
yes, so that's kind of a cool thing we get to do is we will go out in the community and serve meals. Our main focus is to provide bulk meals, but we like to go out and deliver that one hot meal that matters to people.
Yeah.
And it's so eye-opening to see what people have gone through and what a hot meal can change their life.
Yeah. So now I'm guessing that you are familiar with the OBR prior to them inviting you on staff.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been volunteering and working with them for many years.
Okay.
So I've seen it change from a small little organization to
what it is today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. So how long are you going to be on this deployment? How long do you think you'll be here?
So I'll be here for a couple more days before I take a little break. So I left for Iowa. Is that 13 days ago now?
Right.
14 days ago. So I've been gone for 16, 17 days.
Yeah.
So it's starting to wear on me.
Yeah, exactly. But this town is beat up. I mean, I'd imagine y'all are going to be here for at least 4 more weeks.
I'm not sure on that. So basically it's based on the need. When the need's not there, that's when we'll start looking at packing up and getting, you know, letting that local economy get back to work.
Right, exactly. All right. Exactly. Hey, thanks for your time, Chef.
Thank you. Good to meet you.
You bet.
Cool.
Okay. You have to speak up, too. Yep. All right. So tell me your name.
Curtis Barnes.
Okay. And Curtis, where's home for you?
Teaneck, New Jersey.
Did you fly down from New Jersey?
Absolutely.
So how long have you been involved with Operation Barbecue?
I've been involved with Operation Barbecue Relief since about 2012 was when New Jersey was impacted by Hurricane Sandy.
But
I've been more involved since that time, from about maybe 2014 on, doing local stuff in the New York, New Jersey area, and then from my first deployment in 2018.
2018 was your first deployment?
Correct.
Panama City?
No, it was Redding, California.
Oh, yeah.
For, the wildfires out there.
Yeah.
So I went out for about 7 days. Out to Redding, California.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's been a short stint, but it's been enjoyable. And, you know, unfortunately, we deploy for disasters, but it's something that's needed. And my background for the last 26 years up until April was I was a career firefighter. So since I'm retired, this helps me to continue to give back in a way where I'm helping people who are in need.
Right.
So...
Exactly.
That's pretty much why I do it, because I can continue to serve the public and help people out. And, you know, I haven't met very many bad people in the barbecue world, so to speak.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's here doing the same mission. They just want to
cook
some good food and see happy faces when people aren't smiling much.
Right.
You know?
You're right.
So.
Right. Beautiful. God bless you, Curtis.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, so tell me your name.
Hi, I'm Don Edwards from Crossville, Tennessee.
Crossville, Tennessee, Don, where is that?
Crossville is in between Nashville and Knoxville.
I know, I've driven through there a time or two.
It's a beautiful part of the world, yeah. The Cumberland Plateau.
And what do you do with Operation Barbecue?
I do everything they ask me to do.
You're just a grunt volunteer, like I am,
I'm just a grunt volunteer.
And so how many deployments have you been on?
This is number 11 for me.
No, seriously?
Seriously.
So why do you do this?
I just, it's the most humbling experience you can ever do.
Well, you're right about that.
And you meet, as I've said before, at every deployment, you meet one person that makes an impact on your life. And it just gets to your heart.
Yeah. So. Yeah, good for you. Are you nearing the end of this deployment? Or how much longer are you going to be around?
I'm here for another week.
Woo! Amen. Good for you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so tell me your name.
Forrest Parks.
And Forrest, where's home for you?
San Antonio, Texas.
What a great town. Are you from Texas?
No.
Where's home? Where's original home?
I don't have a home.
Okay.
Army brat.
I gotcha. Gotcha. All right. So how long have you been working with OBR?
Since Hurricane Harvey in Houston.
Oh, yeah. That was ugly. Yeah. So why do you do this?
Why not? I'm retired. Don't have anything else to do.
But this is, I mean, this is a workout, dude. This is 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. I mean, I'm exhausted myself.
I look at it this way.
Okay.
If I can do something to help someone else here.
Right.
Who knows when something happens in San Antonio and someone comes helps me.
Exactly. It's the way the universe works, right?
It may never happen, but I don't care.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
So.
And where'd you learn how to drive a forklift?
Operation Barbecue.
You're an excellent forklift driver.
Panama City, Florida is where I learned how to drive forklift.
That's right. I think I met you, too, when
they
I was there.
They said, that button turns it on. That does this. That does that. That right. Goes forward. That goes back. Any questions? Okay, you're good.
Awesome. How much longer are you going to be here?
Don't know.
Until the job's done?
Maybe not that long. We'll have to see.
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah. I appreciate it.
You too.
Thanks, Lord. Hey, good morning. Tell me your name.
Jay Druskovich.
All right, Jay, where's home for you?
That would be Lawrence, Kansas.
Lawrence, Kansas. I'm not familiar with Kansas. Tell me where exactly Kansas is at.
Just about an hour away from Kansas City.
Okay.
Downtown area.
Yeah, all right. So what do you do back home?
I'm a chef.
Okay. Yeah, what kind of restaurant?
I have a food truck, which I do barbecue, and then a restaurant that is a Mexican twist on things.
All right, cool. What part of Mexico, when you say Mexican twist?
It's just like a
street. My mom grew up in Mexico, dude, okay? I should have told you.
So it's more like a twist. So I have like a shrimp and caviar taco and a duck confit taco with habanero crema. So region-wise, I don't know. Like the al pastor, I do authentic. Yeah. The barbacoa, I do authentic.
Right.
But region, it's kind of...
It's early. I shouldn't be quizzing you. Like we haven't been sleeping well.
Yeah.
So how long have you been working with Operation Barbecue?
This is my first major deployment, but I have helped in Kansas City, Missouri, which is about 2 hours from where I'm at.
Right. So what do you do for them? Just a grunt like me?
Yeah.
Whatever?
Wherever they need a helping hand. I'm always, and that's the thing with OBR, how amazing they are in helping all these families and everything. It really touches your heart.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's really good. And then that's whatever I can do to help.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So at what point did you decide you were going to come on this deployment?
My buddy, he was on social media and he said, "Hey, I'm going to go to, Louisiana and help out. Anybody want to come?" And I just happened to be, I had some downtime, so I jumped on the RV with them and we got donations from Kansas City And thank you everybody that donated, tarps, perishables and everything. And yeah, got on the road 14 hours later.
Yeah.
15. Well, actually the RV was pretty slow, so
right.
Probably a little bit longer than that.
Right, cool. All right, man. All right, cool. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, so tell me your name.
My name is Jeremy Locke.
Okay, Jeremy, where's home for you?
Home is now Dallas, Texas.
Okay, so you drove in from Dallas?
Yes, drove in from Dallas. Was driving in with one of the first guys that hit the ground.
So what are you looking forward to when you get home?
Seeing my wife.
And in a hot shower, maybe?
Yeah, hot shower, but more importantly, going back with a renowned, satisfying feeling that America is not what I see on the media.
Excellent.
America is the smiling faces that you see here and the people lending the hands to really help out.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Thank you very much. Hey, yeah. Safe travels.
Safe travels to you.
You bet. Now, Jeremy, as our photographer, so if somebody wants to see these beautiful pictures you've been taking, where can we see those?
You can follow me on Instagram at Jeremy T. Locke.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir. I'll just splice it together. All right. So tell me your name.
My name is Junior from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay. Is Fort Wayne home now, or is that where you're from?
Yeah, home, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Yep.
Yep.
And then we own a barbecue restaurant there.
Nice. What's it called?
Lucille's Barbecue.
Okay.
And it's a family-owned restaurant. So I'm here with my dad and my brother. We all run the restaurant together.
So who's running the restaurant now?
We're opening another restaurant, so we have some managers that we're training.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of their training week by themselves.
Yeah. So what style of barbecue is it?
Kind of all over, but mostly Kansas City.
Yeah.
We do brisket, Texas style brisket.
Nice.
Make our own sauce and make some different sauces.
Nice. Okay. So how long have you been working with the OVR?
Our first deployment as a family was 2016. We went to Hammond, Louisiana. It was our first one. Since then, we've been to Houston, Texas, Panama City, Nashville, Dayton, Ohio. I think that's about it.
Yeah. And now Lake Charles.
Yeah, now Lake Charles. Yeah.
So, Junior, why do you do this?
I just like helping people out. You know, it's my my way to give back. I don't have millions of dollars to donate, so yeah. I can make people happy with, you know, that one hot meal. And it makes you feel good, keeps you humble.
You know what? You're right. It keeps you humble. Because, I mean, I went through something like this twice in my life, and I can remember getting hot food from the Red Cross, you know? And to be able to turn around and do that later on in life, I think that means a lot.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, a lot of people that I've met through OBR or OBR family have been in the same situation. They've gotten that meal and turned around, and they want to get back. They want to do the same thing.
Right.
So it's awesome to see you know, everybody that we deploy with. They're awesome people. It's like one big family.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, even driving 16 hours. I mean, it's worth it.
Yeah. So when you show up for a deployment, you just do grunt work like I do, or you got a specific task? Or?
It just depends on who's here, what we're doing. We've been to so many of them. We know
your way around.
Yeah, kind of more than most, I guess.
Right.
We're just there to help everybody out, and you know, we can answer a lot of questions. But you know, until somebody puts us in charge, then
right.
we say go find follow the leader.
Gotcha. Hey, thanks, Junior.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir. All right, and so you are?
L.E. Arnold.
So, L.E., where's home for you?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, nice. All right. You know, I'm a Greenville, South Carolina guy.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm quite familiar with Raleigh.
Okay.
So, hey, if I was coming to town and you said, come on, Chef, I'm taking you out to lunch in Raleigh, but you only got $25 to spend on the two of us, where are we going?
My house.
No! It's copping out. All right, so hey, how long have you been working with Operation Barbecue?
My first deployment was with Hurricane Florence in Wilmington.
Oh, yeah. Not too far away from you.
You know, it's close by. Close by. I went after the first day I was hooked.
Yeah.
If you know, first day I was hooked, I've been you know, reeled in, flapping on the bank, I've been ready to go.
So why do you do this?
To give back. To give back. It's just it's what people do. I mean, there are so many good people, and when people are in need, good people come out, I think. And the work is, you know, the work is hard, but just to know that you're doing something good and get to meet so many like-minded people.
Yep.
You know, servants from the heart.
Yep.
Anyway, it's just, that's the biggest reason I come. Best way I can sum it up.
Joey, how much longer are you going to be here in Lake Charles?
I'm not sure. Everything at my house has gone haywire since I pulled out last Thursday morning. I'm getting close. I'm having to wash my clothes in Dawn. Hey, got them hung up on the chain link fence.
Oh, yeah,
to dry.
Look at that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. I'm working on one of the guys that's going to ride back with me is in Beaumont. So we got to get together, get him here, get a car rented, because I drove the rig in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's going to stay.
Got it.
So I'm not sure exactly. I'm maybe tomorrow or Friday. What day is it?
Today?
Yeah.
Today's Wednesday, right?
Or don't start me lying. Wednesday or Thursday one. Anyway, I think
today's Wednesday. Yeah, I just looked. Yeah.
Okay, today is Wednesday. Okay. Either tomorrow or Friday, if we can get a car lined up.
Got it. Yeah.
Because it'll take us the better part of 2 days to get back home.
And are you just a working grunt like me, just to show up and do whatever? Drove the rig.
Well, right? I will, but I work with the camp chair.
Got it.
I mean, I camp chef.
Yeah, the food's been wonderful, too.
Thank you. I mean, we have a lot of camp chefs.
Right.
You know, I cook some. John Hassel. John Hassel is the official head of it.
Yeah.
You know, with OBR. But there's many.
Yeah.
So, but I'll grunt. Obviously, I'm grunting now. I'm cleaning up the trash.
Yep, aren't we all? Yep.
So, yes, sir. Chief cook and bottle washer.
Thanks, Ellie.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Tell me your name.
Laura Kedwell.
Okay, and Lori, where's home for you?
It's Kansas City, Missouri.
Nice. All right. So, what do you do for Operation Barbecue?
I volunteer on deployments. I don't really have a set role. I fit. I try to assist wherever I'm needed.
You're just a grunt, just like me, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. How many deployments have you been on?
I believe this is my fifth.
Okay. Your fifth?
Yes.
And how long will you be here?
I will be here for 9 days.
Wow. Good for you. So, why do you do this, Lori?
It's a little bit selfish. It's a little bit selfish because being able to come out here and serve people, and OBR is very much a family, and I have many family members that live all over the country, and being able to be here, work hard, see them, and serve people that are in need is huge, and it gives me great happiness to be able to do something for those that have been affected by disasters.
Yep. Beautiful. Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Lori.
Thank you.
This is Lewis Pratt. I'm from Holly Springs, North Carolina, and I'm here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, with Operation Barbecue Relief and our response to Hurricane Laura.
And Lewis, how long have you been working with these guys?
I've been working with Operation Barbecue for about 3 years now.
Okay. And I can think of much better ways to spend 3 or 4 or 5 days away from home than in this sweaty, hot town without any water, without any power. Why are you here?
I'm here because it's what we call one American helping another American out, and being able to provide some hope and compassion for those that have been suffering from a very devastating hurricane in their homes and in their neighborhoods.
Beautiful. Amen, brother. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, so tell me your name.
Paul Carnell.
Paul, did you invent that can crusher?
The Can Crusher 2000, yes I did.
That's awesome. So, Paul, where's home for you?
Home for me is Houston, Texas.
Okay. And so how long have you been working with OBR?
I've been working with OBR since 2016.
Okay. And so are you a grunt like me, just a plain Jane volunteer?
I also volunteer throughout the year and also do a lot of their plans and security and equipment like the Can Crusher 2000.
All right, and where, if somebody's listening and wants a Can Crusher 2000 for themselves.
Oh, they're not for sale. They're probably not OSHA qualified.
Exactly, exactly. So why do you do this, Paul?
A way to give back. 22 years in the military, kind of missing a way to go back, give back to the country. This is my way of giving back.
And what branch did you serve?
Army.
Amen. All right. Hey, thank you very much, man. Appreciate your service.
You bet.
All right, so tell me your name.
Rick Hughes.
Rick, and where's home for you?
Hudson, Florida.
Where's Hudson, Florida?
Right north of Tampa.
Okay. And so how long have you been working with Operation Barbecue?
This is my third deployment.
So are you just a working class grunt like I am when you come on these things? You don't have a specific task?
I'm kind of retired and I just
what
come out.
What does kind of retired mean? You still get phone calls?
Oh, yeah. I still get a little bit of work as a plumber. But, yeah, I come out here and do the odd jobs and stuff that's behind the scenes. I like.
Yeah, yeah. So why do you do this?
I enjoy helping. Good time to give back. I'm 70 years old. I've made my time, and it's time to give back a little bit. You know?
Yep, I agree. Basically. I mean, I don't agree that you're 70. I just agree it's it's important to give back.
Yeah, you know, I did my thing all my life, and now it's time to give back some.
Yep.
So, you know, it works.
Yep, beautiful. Thank you, Rick.
No problem.
So tell me your name.
Scott Guy.
Guy? Scott Guy?
G-U-Y.
Okay. And Scott, where's home for you?
I live in Byhalia, Mississippi. I'm originally from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Dude, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and you live where? Where in Mississippi? I mean, where's
home? Byhalia.
Right? I've been all over Mississippi.
Byhalia is an itty-bitty town right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
We're actually 18 miles from the line.
Okay.
So, you want to know why I'm a part of OBR?
So what do you do for OBR?
For OBR, I do, I take care of one of our warehouses. It's in Memphis, Tennessee. It's actually in Byhalia, Mississippi. We call it the Memphis Warehouse. I help do maintenance on our equipment and our trailers. And when the stuff comes back, I clean it and reorganize it. And if any repairs are needed, I take care of the repairs.
Gotcha. So you got a mechanical background?
I'm an aircraft mechanic for FedEx.
Oh, very
cool.
That's
my day job.
Yeah, very cool. Okay. So our forklifts are in good hands.
Yes. Well, our forklifts come from Sunbelt, a great company.
Right. Of course.
But,
of course.
I actually work on the airplanes.
Yeah. So you still got your regular job?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so how many deployments have you been on with OBR?
I've lost count. I started in Moore, Oklahoma, and that was 2012 or 13.
Yeah.
Been going ever since.
Yeah. So you burning up vacation time to do this?
I am. I was in Iowa a week and a half ago, and now I'm here.
Yeah. So how long will you be here?
Leave in the morning. That'll be, I think, 6 or 7 days a week here.
Yeah.
Okay. And I spent five days up in Iowa.
So why aren't you spending your vacation in Hawaii or the Caribbean or something like that? Why are you here?
If you remember, several years ago, an F-5 ripped through Tuscaloosa, Alabama, which I told you was my home. And I worked tirelessly helping people get trees off of their roofs, patching their roofs, removing debris, and we were eating, you know, buying sausages and crackers and things of that nature. And about day three or four, it was actually a moose lodge.
Okay.
The moose lodge pulled their resources and started cooking. And somebody fed me a really crappy hamburger, but it was the best hamburger I'd ever had.
Right.
Well, I'm just being honest.
No, yeah. No,
so
I've been there.
Shortly thereafter, Moore, Oklahoma happened. And so I got a call. I'm a competitive barbecue cook.
Okay.
I'm not a chef. I'm not culinary trained. I have competed in world championships and done rather well. But they asked me would I come cook with them in Moore, Oklahoma, and it clicked. That was my way of being able to give back, and it was like God told me I needed to be there, and I left.
Excellent.
Took vacation and went to Moore, Oklahoma, and spent a week up there, and I cooked, and I the next one come up, and I left again. The next one come up, and I left again.
Yeah.
It's just my way of giving back. Somebody gave me, so I feel like I should give back.
Yep. We've certainly done that.
Well, I don't cook a lot anymore,
right?
But I do. I do a good bit behind the scenes.
Yeah, good. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay.
I'm just, the forklift.
All right, so tell me your name.
Stephen Campbell.
And Stephen, where's home for you?
Hazel Green, Alabama, which is north of Huntsville.
Okay. And so how long have you been working with Operation Barbecue?
Started in Panama City after Hurricane Michael.
Okay.
That was October 18, I think.
How many deployments?
This will be my third one. I did Nashville for a couple of days when it was finishing down, and this is my third one.
So. Okay. And so I can think of much better ways to spend 5 or 6 days, you know, than because it's hot, or, you know, it's miserable, there's no power. So why do you do this?
I went to Panama City and got a great blessing out of it, and it hurt my feelings, I guess. I was upset because I had to leave early and because I was still working and another guy was wanting off. So I worked for 5 days, came home, and then I said, when I retire, this is what I want to do. So I have retired. I retired in April of 19, and then I went to Nashville for just a few days because I had an appointment, something else, and then came down here. I told my wife, Iowa was a little bit too far. I told my wife, I said, well, I got to go. I'm coming down here, and she said, okay, so I'll put in for 2 weeks now, and if I can hold out, I'm going to be here for after 2 weeks. So.
Well, good for you. So what's the biggest takeaway that you get from doing this?
Just knowing that there's 20-something thousand people out there that doesn't have a meal, and I'm doing a little part to help them out. I mean, I can't...
To get them fed, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to pull limbs. When I told my wife I was coming down here to Panama City, she said, well, so my friend is going down there pulling limbs and cutting trees. And I said, I can cook food with my age better than I can pull limbs and cut trees. So that's what I'm here. And I get a blessing out of it. Hope I think I'm helping out.
Yep. Amen. Thanks, Stephen.
You're welcome.
All right. Tell me your name, please.
My name is Tom Spaulding.
Okay, Tom, what do you do?
I'm an investor in the South Austin Beer Garden, and I co-own a barbecue truck called HBQ.
Okay, so you live, so Austin's home for
Austin,
you?
Austin is where I live and work, yep.
Okay, and so how long have you been working with Operation Barbecue?
I've been with them about a year and a half now, okay. Off and on, yeah.
How many times have you deployed?
This is only my second major deployment, but yeah. Fundraising events, educational events, things like that, you know, recommending other people, volunteers.
Okay.
Things like that to come join the organization. But.
And so why do you do this?
So I wanted to go to school. I did go to school for geophysics, which is sort of falling out of fashion now. And I got into storm chasing. And then a few years down the road, I got on the road with bands as a tour manager. And then a few years after that, I got into barbecue because of a friend of mine in Texas. And so this is like literally the combination of all three of the things that I've done and liked for a long time.
Yeah.
Barbecue, road trips.
I guess you could call it a road trip.
Yeah. And, you know, the other side of storm chasing. Like, you know, one of the big tenets in that is that if you come across somebody who's hurt or injured, you stop and you help.
Right.
So, and, you know, I'm a Boy Scout, always have been. Service is a big thing in my family. Yeah.
Very cool. Good for you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sure. Okay, so tell me your name.
Tony Olive.
All right. Tony, where's home for you?
Stamford, Connecticut.
All right. So did you drive down from Stamford?
No, flew down.
Okay. All right, good. And so do you have a position with Operation Barbecue, or are you just a volunteer like me?
I'm an area coordinator for Connecticut, and I'm also the fast team lead.
All right,
so
cool.
We basically set up and break down.
So how long have you been doing this?
About a year and a half.
Year and a half.
This is my fourth deployment. We're just in up in Iowa last week.
Yeah, so in Iowa for the derecho?
Yes.
Which is basically a landbound hurricane.
Right, without the storm surge.
Right, exactly. And so why do you do this, Tony?
I like help people. I'm a firefighter, so it's just my nature to help people. And I've known about it for a while. I knew some guys that do competition barbecue. Knew some guys throughout it, and we started talking. They were looking for a new area coordinator for Connecticut. So I know, worked out and started there, and history is, you know, after that.
Yeah, very cool. Good for you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Dan.
All right.
Okay, so tell me your name.
Rick Pregler.
Okay, Rick, and where's home for you?
Tulsa.
Tulsa,
Oklahoma.
Did you drive down?
Drove down 500 miles. Drove down Monday, started work here Tuesday, and we'll work through Friday and go home Saturday morning.
And how many deployments have you been on with Operation Barbecue?
This is my second one.
Okay.
First one I did was Tulsa a year ago, June, for flooding. We did about 8,000 meals in 4 days.
Yeah.
This is far surpassed this.
Right.
That deployment. And I ended up being the area coordinator for Oklahoma. So I guess I took it on full blast.
Okay. So why do you do this?
Helping people, and I enjoy it. A lot of tremendous people involved in this organization. I'm an ex-fireman. There's a lot of ex-firemen. There's a lot of policemen that are retired.
Yeah.
It's just a good group.
Yeah.
It's a very good group. It's fun. We have a good time, even though we do work hard.
We do work hard.
Yeah.
We're still working hard, too. Right now, it's about 7:30, and I think it's about 91 degrees out here, and we're standing on this hot-ass parking lot.
And we're ready to go.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
The Tin Roof Farm Radio Show is a production of Jack Russell Social Media, and our music is All Gussied Up by John Starcluster. Thank you for listening.